Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
Oh, happy Friday, catch-uppers.
Don't you mean Fri-yay?
No, I don't. I mean Friday, because I speak proper English, buddy.
Oh, Fri-yay for me. I'm fired up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we don't have Rebecca Black's Friday. Do a rendition of it for us. Go. Give us your best Rebecca Black.
It's Fry, yay, Fry.
Oh, that's
what
horrible.
Does she say?
You're a singer, man. Yeah, come on, you can do better.
I need to know how
she
the song goes.
She says it's Friday, firstly.
Oh, okay. Can't remember how it goes.
I'll print you out the lyrics.
Okay.
Hey, very Friday-themed catch-up today.
Yeah.
Not particularly. I don't know what makes it a Friday-themed, apart from the fact that it was done on a Friday.
Oh, just the vibe, though.
Just the vibe. We're up and about. We're talking to bull riders.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything more Friday than riding a bull?
I know what I'm going to be doing tonight.
No doubt.
Watching the footy, probably.
Yeah.
Not riding any bulls. What else did we talk about? Royal emojis, that's a thing?
Yeah. I'm surprised that that was a thing, but we found out it is.
Yeah, we had a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, go deep on that. Thanks for listening this week, and thanks for tuning into the catch-ups.
Yeah, it turns out there's someone listening in Albania to this catch-up, so hello to Albania, and three people in the United States.
Absolutely. Hello to you in the US, and hello to you in Albania, and hello especially to you in the Goulburn Valley.
Yes, we love you the most. Just kidding, we love everybody equally.
Equal.
All right, we've banged on enough. We need our beer and footy time.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
It is the Cheekies. Hit 96.9. You're waking up with Tom and Ellie.
What was the sentence that you just said before we got on?
I've just had a Coke Zero. I know it's early, don't judge me. And I just got a little bit of like gas coming up. Out of my mouth.
Yeah. Of course.
That was a little bit gassy.
Over the journey. Look, we've been here a little while. We've still got a couple of months to go until we are out of the probation zone and where we permanently keep our jobs.
Yeah. Now they can't get rid of us.
It's been a topsy-turvy ride, hasn't it, Ellie Chaney?
It has. For the most part, it's been great.
Yeah.
But there's been a couple of times when it's been not so great.
Oh, those are the best bits, though. And the desk has been a topsy-turvy ride as well. A couple of times you turn my mic or turn my mic off.
Yeah.
And me, Edgerton Warburton from Channel 9.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's tough. There are a lot of buttons. So if you can see where I'm standing right now, there are a lot of buttons. There's faders, there's computer screens, multiple computer screens. Turns out I can't speak either. And Tom, you just sit over there with your feet up. You know, while I'm doing all the work.
But I'm bringing the other elements to the show. I'm bringing all the excitement, the gags. Look, it's a good time, I think, for us to reflect. Just sit back and just reflect on what Ellie Chaney has brought to the table.
I don't want to do this.
Here we go.
I like a bit of Fifth Harmony. Just a touch. Oh, no, wait, that's Little Mix.
No, that's Little Mix. They're great.
They're great. Oh, this competition's so
Get up
good.
With Tom and Ellie, man.
I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't put my finger on it.
Oh, God.
It's going to be a time of 25, sorry.
Sunny,
I'm going to say. I'm having an absolute mare today.
What was I going to say?
I just kind of fumbled my way through that weather report. Keep cool.
Wake up, shake up.
The Wake Up Shake Up is coming soon. But
great plug.
Yeah. Good morning, Goulburn Valley.
It is so good to finally in doing this. And it's so good to have my mic on. That's Ed Sheeran. That's Ed Sheeran with Beyonce, perfect duet.
I did not realise that we were supposed to be talking after this. Then we went to the deck. The deck. Tom. We went to the deck and we danced a little bit.
But what about venues-wise? Where did you go?
God, every time I hear that, I'm like, what is it? Why is it the national anthem? Wait, is it? No, it's not.
Certainly not the national anthem. It's a Beethoven song.
We should make a crew.
Yeah, shower sitters.
Shower.
Thanks for screwing up your break.
Yeah, I know. I was getting into a rhythm. Never laughed this hard in my life.
All I have to say is thank you so much.
I'm so sorry.
Please.
Here am I thinking like 6 weeks into this job, I'm nailing it.
Please never master that desk.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
The Royal Wedding obviously happening May 17th, I believe, 17th or 19th.
Yeah.
So it's getting close. And to commemorate it, There's going to be a new range of royal-inspired emojis.
Oh, this is so important. It is that important. We spoke about this.
I know. What more could you want in an emoji, really, than Meghan Markle or Kate Middleton's face?
Yeah, and what are they covering? So there is like crowns and faces.
I believe it's more specific. It like legitimately is Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton emojis.
Just their faces.
Yeah, but surely they've got a Bitmoji already that they can just use, you know?
Yeah.
What gets me is why would you ever have cause to use a royal-inspired emoji?
Well, there would be those sad people who are obsessed with the royals. You know there's people out there who dedicate their lives to following the royal family.
I know, but what? Do they just say, I'm off to get some milk from the shops, Meghan Markle emoji?
In what context?
Yeah.
I guess it's the context of speaking about the royals. Or if you're feeling a little bit royal yourself, if you say, oh, today I'm a bloody princess.
Right. I bought a new dress today.
Yeah.
Kate Middleton
emoji. Face. Or I just became a millionaire. Meghan Markle face.
I don't have to sign a prenup. Meghan Markle.
I'm acting in an unsuccessful series, Meghan Markle.
Get up with Tom and Ellie.
On Hit.
What's going on,
I don't
on,
know
man?
Why I'm telling this story right now. It is mortifying
because
for me.
I've demanded to know what's going on.
I know, but I'm willingly offering up this information. What's become of me? This job has taken off over my life so much that I'm about to tell a very embarrassing story about myself.
Well, in the search for content, you know, when you're... I know. Getting desperate.
All right. Well, here goes. Yesterday, I came running back into our office and I was like red-faced and flushed and you're like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm not going to tell you now because I'll save it for on air. But I wear a retainer, right, on my teeth. Oh. I have been for the last few months because I had braces like 10 years ago. But I got my braces off. Yeah, I know, because I don't wear it very, like, I don't wear it every day.
Yeah.
But I just wear it, like, on my bottom teeth.
Right.
And
do you put it in the morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take it.
Oh, no. So I sleep with it overnight, and then I'll take it out to brush my teeth, and then I'll put it back in to come to work. And then I'll usually take it out after the show.
Okay. After, because.
I'll eat.
Right.
Because you can't eat with it in.
Okay.
But yesterday we had a delivery from Macca's. And so during the show, I took it out. But I was wearing, as you'll well remember, knits on knits yesterday. I was wearing a long skirt.
The double knit.
Yep. And a pullover jumper, neither of which had pockets in them.
Mm.
And we were like in the middle of the show. I didn't have time to go to my bag or whatever. So I took my retainer out when you weren't looking.
Yeah.
And I just, similar to the story I told you about when I was in Japan and I shoved the raw fish that I didn't want to eat down my pants.
Come on.
I put the retainer in the like, the seam, not the seam, but like, you know, the elastic bit of my skirt to hold it against my skin to then, I'll just like, okay, I'll guess when I get a chance, I'll go take it out.
Yeah. So under the skirt, and if it's pressing against your skin, it's gone under the undies part as well.
No, above the undies part.
Okay.
On my hip, so on the side.
Okay. So you've pushed a saliva-ridden retainer almost into your underwear to avoid it being
seen. Almost being the operative word there, because it didn't go in my underwear. Well, didn't go anywhere near anywhere that it shouldn't have gone.
I can say the words under your skirt, because that's where it was.
So you think that's bad enough. That's an embarrassing admission in itself.
Yeah.
Then. Yeah. After the show, I remembered, oh, God, where's my retainer? Couldn't find it. It was no longer in my skirt.
Okay, so it's in your travels. It's fallen out somewhere out there.
So I come to the, like, horrible realization that somewhere in the hit offices is a stray retainer.
Oh, Lordy. And what, office. You've not found it? You've not found it.
I came back in, right? I came back into the studio. Gemma, Workday Gem was on air. I was like, Gemma, can I just have a look? I'm missing something. Looked on the floor, couldn't find it. And then I was like, oh, God, I went to the toilet during the show.
Oh, this just gets deeper and deeper. I hope you didn't put it back in your mouth.
I went to the bathrooms and there was someone in the cubicle and I was just thinking, oh, God, like they're sitting there doing their business and there's just a retainer staring up at them.
Oh, God.
And so that's when I came back in the office and I was like, oh, God.
So what's the result of the retainer? Did you just wash it and pop it back in? Or
I still haven't found it.
Oh, you haven't found it?
It wasn't in the toilet.
Okay, so this is the call out to our fellow employees. Just keep an eye out for Ellie's retainer.
That's why I wanted to get this out of the way early because hopefully they're not listening right now.
Some will
But yes, there is a stray retainer floating around the Hit GV offices.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
And I'm absolutely mortified.
Get up with Tom and Ellie. On Hit.
Tomorrow, the PBR Monster Energy Tour hits Shepparton Showgrounds. That is the professional bull riding, of course.
Yeah.
And we've just freaked ourselves out, Tom, because we've just watched a video of Rowan Markham, who's one of the bull riders, getting stomped on in the guts by a bull last year. We've got him with us now. Hi, Rowan.
Hi, how's it going?
Okay, talk us through that. You fell off the bull and it got you?
Yeah, just towards the end of the ride, if you could see, if anyone watches the video, just towards the end of the ride, I just slipped off the side of him and the back legs just ended up stepping on me sort of abdomen there and, yeah, and had a bit of a bad accident out of it.
Wow. Did that end up requiring surgery or anything, any medical attention?
No, I split my liver in 5 places, but luckily.
How do you have any liver left?
Well, I was only one stage off being completely smashed, so like smushed, but. Whoa. Lucky enough, it was good enough to, your liver's your fastest healing organ in your body, so it healed pretty quick, so thank God for that. But yeah, you get some pretty bad wrecks in this sport, but it's all part of it, that's for sure.
Do you wear a protector box for down there?
No, most bull riders don't wear anything protective down there. We just have either a helmet and a vest to wear. The vest is compulsory and the helmet's, you can either choose to wear it or not, but yeah, that's the only safety equipment we have, Rod.
Whoa, that sounds dangerous.
That's bold. You got to be a brave man to do this sport.
Do you have a partner who's worried about your baby making abilities?
Nah, at this stage in my life, I don't have a partner. I've spent a fair bit of time traveling around, but I'd imagine they would get pretty worried about that.
Yeah. Oh, look, he's a free man right now.
Yeah. So bull riding, talk us through it. I don't know a lot about it. How long have you been doing it for, and what's its appeal?
I've probably been doing it for about 8 years now, probably the last 3-4 years professionally. But it's just like, it was a part of a rodeo bull riding, but it's like most of the crowd come to watch bull riding, so they made it separate sport just for it, and it's bigger and more money in it, and it has its pyrotechnicians behind it, and they have a whole performance behind it, so it's a real good night, and it's the best bulls in Australia and the best bull riders, so you put that together and it's a good night.
Right, wow. So are there like different events that you can do in it, or is it just who can hold on to the bull for the longest?
Oh, no, well, we got to ride the bull for 8 seconds and you get a score out of 150 for the bull, how well it bucked, and 50 for how well we ride. And we add that up and then the top 10 scores on the night will go into what we call the short round. And then we get on the 10 biggest, baddest bulls in that short round. And then whoever has the best scores over 2 will win the event for the night.
How do you prepare for something like this? Like, do you prepare simply by, you know, practicing riding on the bull, or are there other ways that you get yourself in shape?
Oh, well, if you just stay in, you've got to stay in some sort of shape because it is a very physical sport. But most bull riders will get on practice bulls during the week and stuff. And the fellas that are doing it professionally right now, they've been a lot of bulls in their lives. So they only just got to get on a couple of bulls during the week just to tweak a few things. And then off you go on the weekend to wherever we got to go.
That is so interesting. Have you ever been to the States? You know, in the States at like the country bars and they've got a bucking bull, like a rodeo bull in the, and everyone stands around and watches and cheers for you. Have you ever done that?
I have been to the States, but I have watched a few people do that. I used to have a couple of goes myself, and I find that actually harder than riding the real bull.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I
knew it was hard. When it comes to injuries, would that liver one be your worst one, or can you list any others that you've had along the way?
Yeah, that liver one was my probably worst one because I did have a bruised pancreas and a couple broken ribs, so that really, it was a bit of a painful one, that one. Yeah. But injuries come and go. It's sort of, it's hard to predict when you get injured, but recently I've torn both my PCLs and both my knees and snapped my hamstring off the back of my bottom. This year, so it's been
alone?
Yeah. Now, my fiance, this is a great question because she thinks when I broke my ribs recently, I was carrying on a bit about it. Yeah. Now, would you say broken ribs, how would you rank that among your injuries? Would you rank that as one of the more painful ones?
Yeah, well, it's something that like you can't get away. You can't get away with it because you roll out of bed in the morning, or you go to make your coffee, and you know, just something tweaks in there, and it hurts a fair bit. That's for sure. It's up there with one of the most painful injuries I've had. That's for sure.
Thank you very much.
But your injury, Tom, wasn't as manly. You weren't riding a bull.
No,
I
slipped ass up on a road just trying to walk.
Not as fancy.
That's what I mean. Anything can happen any time, so you might as well have fun while you're doing it.
Yeah,
that's
it. You're so right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Rowan Markham riding in the Professional Bull Riding Invitational, which is happening this weekend at Shep Showgrounds. It's on tomorrow. So good luck for it. Please don't break any more bones or livers or anything.
I'll certainly try my best not to, that's for sure.
You'll need that liver for celebrating.
Yeah, very true. Actually, no, there's an after party there. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we don't even have to go anywhere.
So true. Oh, thank you for joining us, Rowan.
Right, thanks for having me.
Get up with Tom and Ellie on Hit.
We're fired up because the AFL is kicking off this weekend. Got off to a great start last night with Richmond and Carlton. But what gets me excited, Ellie, is when Brian BT Taylor just gets rolling on with his quirks and idiosyncrasies, the way he speaks, the way he calls Orazio Fantasia. And we've collated this special package to get you guys excited.
Orazio Fantasia, intercepted almost by Orazio Fantasia, and Orazio Fantasia, Orazio Fantasia, Orazio Fantasia in there, here's Orazio Fantasia, Orazio Fantasia, Tip and Woody, little quick handball over the top, Lewenberger, Orazio Fantasia, Orazio Fantasia, has two goals, Orazio Fantasia, Orazio Fantasia! Orazio Fantasia!
I get the feeling you like Orazio Fantasia as a name.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, back me up.
I feel like with a name like Orazio Fantasia, you have to. It's a great name. Why wouldn't you say it like that?
Yeah, you got to make it big. Coming up next week is Elliot Yole.
Yo!
Get up with Tom and Ellie on Hit.